Many of us have favorite recipes our parents or grandparents brought over from the old country, right? Gwumpki's, the Polish version of stuffed cabbage, comes to mind for me. Recreating grandma's recipes can be a bit tricky, though, if you've gone vegan. What are gwumpki's without meat? Tracy Mumford has the story of two siblings from Guam, now living in Minnesota, who've managed to create vegan alternatives to almost all their favorite comfort foods from home.
Aubrey Walsh lived on Guam until the eighth grade, when her family moved to Minnesota. She remembers the weather and the fiestas and the meat. A lot of meat.
I didn't eat my first vegetable until I remember the day, and I was 10. My mom was like, you should have a salad. I'm like, no, it's gross. I don't like green things. So then I got a cold-cut combo salad, and that was literally the first piece of lettuce I had ever eaten in my life.
24 years after that first bite of lettuce, Aubrey is now a strict vegetarian. Her younger brother, Kale, is a vegan. And yes, his real name is Kale. The family didn't know kale was even a vegetable until they saw it in the produce aisle in Minnesota. Though neither sibling eats meat anymore, that doesn't mean they don't miss it.
I didn't stop eating meat because I didn't like it. I stopped eating meat because it wasn't right.
The siblings missed the foods they grew up eating so much, they started making their own vegan alternatives for their favorites. Meatless meats, as they call them. The first stop, bologna.
Growing up, one of my favorite foods was bologna and rice. Like, my dad would pan fry some bologna, some fried rice or something. And I really missed that. So bologna was like the first thing I made after I went vegan. And the first day I got it right was just like, yes, I can do this. I can be vegan.
They now make over 20 different kinds of meatless meats and sell them at Minneapolis farmers markets. Their business is called the Herbivorous Butcher. And their bologna sells out every week.
We tell everyone, you know, this is the only bologna in the world where we actually know what's going in.
They also make ribs, salami, bacon, pepperoni, hot dogs, beer brats, pulled pork, Italian sausage, teriyaki beef jerky, all with no meat. Just a lot of vital wheat gluten and spices.
To make Italian sausage, we combine pinto beans with broth, sun-dried tomatoes, olive oil, soy sauce. And then we mix that in with the dry ingredients to make a pliable dough.
Their meatless meats are baked in the oven. The trick is getting the texture right. Texture is what's keeping them from achieving what for them is the great white whale of vegan meats. A perfect vegan spam. You don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is real spice. Ham, you don't say ham, you say spam. Spam is really big on Guam. U.S. troops brought it with them during World War II, and the indigenous population, the Chamorro, incorporated it into many of their dishes. It's still popular there. The average person on Guam consumes 16 cans of the spice meat per year. Spam is also big in Minnesota, home of Spam Town, USA. That would be Austin, Minnesota. But Aubrey and Kale haven't been able to perfect the vegan version yet.
So Spam is it's a difficult creature. It's made with vital wheat gluten and then garbanzo flour and peanut butter. And some tapioca flour, and the flavor's really good. It tastes like Spam, but the texture isn't Spam yet. And I'm super anxious to do it because I want to make Spam musubi, the sushi roll with sushi rice, and then you put a piece of Spam on top of it, and you wrap seaweed around it. And on Guam, they sell it at 7-Eleven and at the gas station, and I miss it so much.
Their extended family back on Guam supports what they're doing, even if it took them a while to get used to the idea of going meat-free. When Aubrey went back to Guam to visit, her newfound vegetarianism confused people.
I went back when I was 18, and my grandma, she knew, but she didn't really get it, right? So I'm there, and she's like, okay, I'm going to make you some pork chop. And I'm like, Nana, I don't eat pork. Okay, we'll make you some chicken. Nana, I don't eat chicken. Okay, I'll make you ribs. Nana, I said, I don't eat that. Okay, how about fish? No, Nana, I'll just have some rice. She just didn't get it at all.
They've now won over their mother, who's going vegetarian next year. Their father still eats meat, but that comes in handy. He taste tests everything to see if they're on the right track. Their meatless meats are such a hit, Aubrey and Kale are set to open what's likely the world's very first vegan butcher shop in Minneapolis this spring. And if all goes well, they'll have Spam mastered by then. For The World, I'm Tracy Mumford, Minneapolis.